For children who grow up in care, a university education is rarely a top priority. Getting a job is usually what they're focused on. But a program being run in two Victorian universities is helping those who grew up in foster or kinship care or in a state home to aim high. Samantha Donovan reports.
It's the start of the academic year at Melbourne's La Trobe University. Among the new students exploring the campus is 23-year-old Nicola Berry. She's one of the few young Australians to make it to uni after growing up in foster care.
I found that there's not a lot of expectation on a lot of people who come from the foster system. If you're turning up to classes, they're saying, fantastic, good job. And if you're not, they're like, oh, well, you know, she wasn't really going to go anywhere anyway. So you don't really receive that push, that sort of drive put into you that a lot of parents would put on their kids, being like, you have to go to school. So a lot of people don't really see it as a necessity.
Nicola Berry first went into care when she was 3. She was made a ward of the state at 10 and grew up in group homes or with foster families. She's starting a Bachelor of Human Services after working in retail for the last few years. Getting a job, she says, is usually the priority for those leaving foster care.
You don't have that parental support to fall back on. You don't have that financial and emotional help if you need it. You very much have to get into the workforce and make that your number one priority. Like, you're just taking care of yourself and there's not really time to consider where you're going next.
In the last few years, a program run by Victoria's La Trobe and Federation Unis has helped more than 100 care leavers enrol and study at their campuses.
These are the most disadvantaged students in higher education.
Associate Professor Andrew Harvey is the director of La Trobe's Centre for Higher Education Equity and Diversity Research. He says a culture of low expectations makes it less likely care leavers will get to uni.
I think there's been a focus on health outcomes and safety rather than a focus on transitioning and outcomes and education in particular. So there's a range of issues around the education levels of carers, for instance, the approach of the welfare sector traditionally towards education, and the involvement of higher education and vocational education in the sector.
Professor Harvey says it's important care leavers aren't stigmatised at uni.
Most of our research has found incredible levels of resilience and independence and a lot of strengths that care leavers bring that are helpful for the broader student community. So it's not just about it's not at all about a deficit model. We're trying to provide support for them, but also let the universities understand the benefits that these students bring.
The Raising Expectations program identifies school-aged children in care and pushes the message they can achieve just as much as other students. Bursaries are given to help with expenses and the students are guided through the application and enrolment process. A grant from the Meyer Foundation has been crucial to the program's success so far, but Professor Harvey is hoping more philanthropic organisations and the Victorian government offer support too. Erica Reid lived with several carers in her teenage years. She's now a fourth-year Bachelor of Education student at La Trobe University and has found the program's support invaluable.
You essentially have been relying on yourself, and at times that can be quite daunting. I think a lot of care leavers, we don't really believe in ourselves necessarily as much as others might do so in that a different position. It's just enrolling is such a massive task for someone, because of really putting yourself on the line and trying to back yourself when maybe no one else has before.
While many care leavers want to forget their tough times, both Erica Reid and Nicola Berry want to draw on their experiences to help youngsters in the same position.
I am going into social work to make sure that the next generation of kids have someone to help them achieve. But mostly it's a desire to do something that I find important with my life and to do better than the situation that I came from.
New university student Nicola Berry, Samantha Donovan, our reporter.